heaven is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
tomorrow.
And what about the other stuff you were going to fix tomorrow, which was yesterday, which has already been, but you didn't?
Would you mind saying that again, please?
What? Stuff like the leaky roof and the crackled linoleum?
The cracked linoleum. Linoleum. I'll fix everything.
Well, you promised to fix it for months.
I haven't had time.
Do you have time to help me pack?
Where are you going?
To New York, and when you fixed up the place, you can call me.
What are you so excited about? The Monroe brothers are going to fix the kitchen as soon as they finish the bedroom.
What about the rest of the house?
What's wrong with the rest of the house?
Would you like to take a few notes?
Well,
follow me. You better get some pencils and pens.
Fix doorknob.
Other side, too.
Cement, brick, and fireplace. Well, nothing wrong in here.
Watch.
How do you do?
And never mind making friends. Write that down.
Don't make friends with pigeons.
Plaster up hole, find pigeon, new home.
Uh-huh, I got it. That finishes up everything?
We are not through yet. We'll finish the bedroom, we'll paint the house, shingle the roof, fix the front porch, wallpaper the living room.
Hold it! It'd be easier to tear the house down and build a new one.
Write that down, too.
Lisa, do you realize what that would cost?
I'll get my suitcase.
Honey, we've got to get an architect. You can't just do a thing like that willy-nilly.
Is this willy-nilly a good architect?
Willy-nilly has done it. Oh!
Howdy-doody.
Look, will you be...
We're going to start plastering this morning.
That's why we come over so early.
So early? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it's... How do you like that? Got my watch on upside down. I thought it was 5:45.
I thought the morning kind of dragged.
It's 4 o'clock. It's time for our coffee break.
How would you like a permanent coffee break?
Is he trying to tell us something?
I don't know. He's very obscure at times.
I'll put it more bluntly. You're fired.
Now, look what you've done. You made Ralph cry.
Oh, I didn't.
Don't cry, Ralph, darling. Mr. Douglas didn't mean it.
I did mean it. Will you stop it? Look, you've been on this bedroom for 9 months and you haven't done anything on it. Look, we're going to get an architect to redo the whole house. We won't be needing you anymore.
You mean it's all over between us?
Yes.
Just like that, huh?
Handshake, pat in the back, gold watch and chain, and we're out in the cold.
I'm not giving you...
Could I have a wristwatch?
You can have nothing.
Fine thing. After all the hard work we put in on this dump.
If you'd have done any work on it all, it wouldn't be a dump. I mean, a...
Come on, Ralph.
Wait till Mom hears we were fired. She'll hit us.
She ought to hit him.
He'd hit her back.
Would you mind leaving?
So long, Mrs. Douglas. It was nice knowing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't feel sorry for us. You've got your own troubles.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself.
I've been very patient with them.
Then why were they always crying?
Oh, they only cried a couple. You want to get the house fixed, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then let me handle it. Once I get an architect...
You'll make him cry.
I'll try not to. If I find one. I wonder if Mr. Drucker knows an architect around here.
Sam, this here item is guaranteed to triple your business.
Haney, I'm not stocking any more of your items.
Well, you're making a mistake, Sam. When your customers see these, they'll be climbing over the counter to get at them. You will be amazed.
Well, good morning, Mr. Haney, Mr. Drucker.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. What can I do for you?
Well, Mr.
Douglas, what do you think of this?
What is it?
Notice the immediate customer interest. This is a genuine chicken foot back scratcher.
Chicken foot
back? It comes in different lengths, depending on how far down you want to scratch.
Haney, why don't you leave my customers alone? What did you want, Mr. Douglas?
Well, I wonder if you could tell me where I could get a good...
Oh, well, there ain't any around here, but there's one in Pixley.
Oh?
Is he any good?
Oh, he's one of the best architects...
Architect?
Mr. Drucker.
I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas, you don't need to look any further.
No, but I think I will. I'm not about to hire you as an architect.
I didn't mean me. No, I was thinking about my cousin, Frank Lloyd.
Frank Lloyd?
Right. Architected to some of the best known structures in the country.
I wouldn't care if he designed the UN building.
Oh, you've seen it.
Come on, Mr. Drucker. What's the name of this fellow in Pixley?
Dilwell Pinkley.
Dilwell Pinkley. Well, I will say that there ain't nobody in the county that builds a better rabbit hutch than Dilwell.
Haney, stay out of this. What are you going to build, Mr. Douglas?
We're going to redo the whole house completely.
You mean you're going to make some changes in that historical old monument?
Inside and out.
That's like painting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. You can't do that.
Mr. Haney, you're wasting your breath. The house belongs to me. I'm going to do what I want with it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Drucker. Goodbye.
Don't do it, Mr. Douglas. Don't tamper with history.
And now then, girls, today we're all going to pinch in and bake a pound's cake. But Alice, it's the first time for me, too. Eleanor, can we count on you? Now then, let me see, where do we start? Oh, take 6 eggs. Now, girls, that's your department. Go to work. Then we need a cup of milk and a pound of butter. Eleanor, which one do you want to do first? All right, Eleanor.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kimball.
Is Mr. Douglas around?
No, he's gone out to look for an architect.
Oh. Is he having trouble with his back? Oh, no, that's a chiropractor. I don't believe that's right either. Well, I hope he gets better.
No, I'm sure he will. One cup, Eleanor. You're making a cake. The girls are working on the eggs. And Eleanor is taking care of the butter and the milk. One cup, Eleanor, whenever you are ready.
Mrs. Douglas, you don't get milk from a cow by telling it to.
One cup.
I always thought you had 2. But I guess you don't, huh?
Girls, how are you doing with the eggs? Oh. One, two, three, four, five, six. Perfect. Now we got to separate the whites from the yolks. Girls, do you do that sort of work?
Oh, babe. How long has Mr. Douglas's back been hurting him?
Did he tell me it was hurting him? Eleanor, we still need the butter. Move when you're ready. Something wrong?
Oh, no, I just, well, butter doesn't come directly from... To get butter, you have to...
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Kimball. Lisa,
I was so worried about you. How's your back?
My back?
Yeah, the other side of your front.
Nothing wrong with my back. Lisa, this is Mr. Pinkley. Mr. Pinkley, my wife. How do you do?
Hello, dear.
And this is Mr. Kimball. He's our county agent.
Pinkley. Pinkley. Say, you're not related to... I know you couldn't be. He moved.
Lisa, Mr. Pinkley's an architect.
Aren't you kind of young to be rebuilding such an old house?
Well, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Oh, of course not. Like my grandfather used to always say, age is just how old you are.
Do you have any ideas?
What?
I was talking to Mr. Hinckley.
Pinckley.
Hinckley Pinckley. Do you know Willy Nilly?
Willy?
He's an architector, too.
And a very good one.
You don't mean there really is?
Okay. Yes. We and Miss Nilly married Matilda Ferguson. Nice couple. Tilly and Willy Nilly.
Mr. Douglas, is there any particular style you would like your house done in?
Yes. Did you ever see the William Randolph Hearst Castle? That's what I want, but not on a hill.
Lisa, I explained to Mr. Pinckley that what we wanted was a nice, comfortable farmhouse.
Who asked you to explain anything?
Why don't we just let him walk around and look through the house, make some sketches, see what he comes up with, huh? Go on, help yourself.
Thank you.
Well, if I can be of any help, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, excuse me. I guess Eleanor is finished.
If she comes back with a pound of butter, don't believe it.
How are you doing, Mr. Pinckley?
Just finished the last sketch. How do you like it?
Sure, that's pretty good. What do you think?
Fine. Except for the color.
What's the matter with white?
There's no color to it.
I can paint it brown, a green, yellow, a gray, any color you like.
I like fuchsia.
Fuchsia?
She means fuchsia.
That's what I said.
No, you said... If you don't paint a house fuchsia, we'll decide the color later. Did you make any sketches of the interior?
Oh, right over here. Oh. I had such a wonderful time with the color. This is the bedroom.
Oh, that's fine.
Where's the sooner bats?
Sooner bats?
Sauna bat. Oh.
That's what I said. Where is it?
Well, I could put it here.
Forget it. We don't need it. What about the kitchen?
The kitchen, yes, sir. Here we are.
Oh, now that has a lot of charm.
Where's the butler's panties?
The butler's pantry.
That's what I said. Where is it?
Lisa, this is just a simple farmhouse. Could we see the living room?
Here we are.
Oh, the window is stuck out too far.
That is a bay window.
Well, that's silly. We can't see the bay from here.
Next sketch.
Bathroom.
Oh, that's fine.
I wanted a shrunken tub.
Is this tub too large?
No, shrunken into the ground.
We'll shrunk it down into the ground. How much is this whole thing going to cost?
Well, I'll have to go back to the office and do a little figuring.
Well, you're going to have to do a lot more figuring than this. Well, that's more like it.
Good. Then I can go ahead.
Right away.
I'll draw up the blueprints, get the permits. Oh, by the way, do you have a contractor?
No, we haven't.
How about the Monroe brothers?
We don't have a contract.
Well, there is Eli Boone. I've worked with him. He has a very efficient crew.
Get him.
When are you going to start?
It'll be a few weeks yet. I'll let you know. Thank you very much, Mr. Douglas. I'm sure you're going to like what we're going to do.
Oh, I know we will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, you happy?
Yes.
Mr. Douglas! Ab, how many times...
Mr. Douglas, where's the architect?
He left.
Doggone it. I wanted to show him how I wanted my room fixed up into a bachelor pad.
What?
Got the idea from a magazine. You know, the one that has a girl in the center that unfolds?
What girl unfolds in the center?
You'd have to see the magazine to understand.
I want a real modern job, where everything works by push buttons.
Eb, all we're gonna do is paint your room.
You ain't even gonna reframe my picture of Hoot Gibson?
No.
Just for that, I ain't gonna let you adopt me.
Look, I...
Don't call me son anymore.
I never...
I want my father to be a swinger.
Keep that up. I'll start swinging.
Well, back to Tobacco Road West.
Darling, you ought to do something nice for Ab.
I did. I didn't fire him. Yeah, fine, Mr. Pinkley. Yes, we'll expect you. Lisa?
What's the matter?
They're starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
He's so excitable.
Lisa. Lisa, wake up. Listen.
What's the matter? Nice and quiet.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be. They said they'd start at 6 o'clock. It's almost 8.
I'll see you a dime and I'll raise you another dime.
Who's that?
Deal the card.
It's Deal the Card.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Douglas?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm Eli Boone, your contractor. I'll see you a dime and I'll raise you another dime.
Mr. Boone, I'm not paying you to play cards. Why aren't you working?
My men won't cross the picket line.
What picket line?
Good morning. Howdy, doody.
What do you two think you're doing? You can't go...
Hello, Alf and Ralph. Oliver, why are you a fink?
Because he hired another crew to work on our bedroom.
Oh, that's why you're a fink.
I have a right to hire anybody I want.
Well, sure you can, but they won't cross our picket line.
Not until you negotiate with us.
I am not negotiating.
You hear that, Uncle Eli?
Okay, everybody on the truck.
Hey, wait a minute.
You want to negotiate?
No.
See you, Uncle Eli.
Hold it. What do you fellas want?
We want a raise.
You're not getting a raise.
So long, Uncle Eli.
Come back, Uncle Eli.
Don't come back till we get our raise.
Oliver, don't be a fink. Give them what they want.
I am not a fink. I'll give you...
It's not enough.
And we want a dollar and a half an hour.
Okay.
He wants a dollar and a half an hour. I want $1.75.
You'll take a dollar and a half, and that's final.
Why don't you give them two?
Two?
Well, take it.
You'll take a dollar and a half.
It's a deal.
You want to seal it with a kiss?
No, I... Just call your uncle back.
Oh, we'll have him here first thing in the morning.
Well, so long.
Where are you going?
I went to town to celebrate our new contract.
Keep walking.
Oliver, Oliver, do you remember the noise we didn't hear yesterday?
What?
We're not hearing it again today.
It's 7:30. They're supposed to start at 6 o'clock. Oh!
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Well, who's picketing this morning?
Him.
Morning.
Mr. Haney... What are you...
Is your name Oliver Wendell Douglas?
Well, you know it is.
Just want to make it official so I can present you with this injunction.
Injunction?
Okay, everybody on the truck.
Thanks, Cousin Eli.
Cousin? What is this injunction? Hold it.
That there is an injunction for you to cease and desist demolishing this historical landmark.
Oh, what are you talking with this? Mr. Boone! Mr. Haney, what is this nonsense about a historical landmark?
Mr. Douglas, this happens to be the humble birthplace of a great man, and I can't allow you to unhumble it.
What great man?
Rutherford B. Scruggs. Our first governor and the man after who this great state was named.
Scrub? This isn't the state of Scrub?
Well, it's not anymore. They changed it after Governor Scrub was elected president.
Of the United States?
Well, it wasn't called that in them days.
Come on. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, then I'll just have to show you. There you are.
Birthplace of Rutherford B. Scrugg, founder of this great state.
And it gives you goosebumps, don't it?
Mr. Haynes.
I had it covered when I owned this historical old monument. Elsewise, a tourist would have been swarming all over the place.
Oh.
Oliver, where are the workmen?
They left.
Oh.
Mr. Haney's got an injunction.
Well, if it is contagious, you shouldn't be standing close to him either.
That's a legal document to keep you from tearing down this historical landmark.
You mean we can't do nothing to it?
Well, I didn't say that. I'm sure that my uncle, Landmark Haney, he's the judge that issued that. He'd be glad to forget it if you was to hire a historical monument architect to redo it, like my cousin Frank Lloyd.
That's blackmail.
As practiced by Rutherford Scrugg, the founder of our great state.
You can forget it. Rather than hire your cousin, I'll leave the place as it is.
You want me to help you pack, Mrs. Douglas?
I'm not going anywhere.
Lisa.
You are my husband and I'm your wife. And if somebody tries to do something against my husband, they also try to do something against your wife, which is me. Now, Mr. Haney, you can tell this to all your relatives, and if you forget, then remember this, that I am staying and you are going. Goodbye.
Mr. Douglas, you're to be envied. Not only do you have a wife like that, but you're privileged to live in Rutherford Scruggs' unretouched birthplace.
Why is it that every time I say I go back to New York unless you fix up this place, I never go and you never fix it?
Well, it's a privilege to live in a place like this. This is part of America.
One of the worst parts.
Look at it this way.
I like it better where I leave with the suitcases.
We're living in a historical monument.
I don't want to live in a hysterical monument.
Lisa.
Would you mind getting me some coffee pots?
Lisa, rebuilding this place would be like fixing the crack in the Liberty Bell. It would be like making a motel out of Mount Vernon. There are places that should be left. What's the matter with this cupboard?
What are you trying to do?
Open it!
Why didn't you say so? It's simple.
Lisa, if the pigeon can be happy living here, why can't you?
I'm sorry, darling. I guess I have to learn to take the bitter with the better.
You're a good kid.
Well, not in front of the pigeon.
Excuse us.
Thank you.
a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.